I love being a server. I truly enjoy giving people a great dining experience. You can make a ton of money as a server, but there's a catch. Every dollar you make comes from tips, so you gotta be knowledgeable. You gotta be efficient, and above all else, when shit hits the fan, and it always does, you have to apologize. Which is hard because when you're a server, you lose all faith in humanity. People are just so rude. One really busy night, a dude paid for his $27 bill in change. One woman refused to pay her bill because after eating her entire meal, she complained that the room was too hot. And during these moments, all you can do is just smile and nod because if you don't, you're not getting paid and you're probably going to lose your job. So in my senior year of college, I got this excellent serving job at this high-end Italian place, and I was walking out every night with a bunch of money. And they even had this perk where if your table got a bottle of wine and they didn't finish it, you as a server could cork it and take it home at the end of the night. So I'm working at the restaurant, and one night I'm super in the weeds. In the weeds means that you are so busy that there is no possible way you're going to make all your tables happy. And you're just running around and you're trying to say sorry and apologize, but there's no way you can keep up. And I see this woman walk in and she gets seated at my table. And she's with these two just super stylish gay dudes. And she barely makes it to the table. She is trashed. So I go over to the table and I say, "Hi, my name's Otis. I'll be your server tonight." And this woman just points to me and she says, "I want to order." And she points to the menu. She says, "I want this Pinot Grigio, but I don't want to taste any peaches." I'm like, "Okay, ma'am. This particular Pinot Grigio does have notes of peaches in it, as it says on the menu. I want this Pinot Grigio, but I better not taste any peaches." So I put it in, and the wine gets to her table, and I'm going to my other table, and she grabs me again. And she sticks the glass of wine up into my face, spills it on my uniform, and she says, "Smell this. What do you smell?" Peaches. Peaches, that's right. I said no peaches, and the guys are just laughing, and I know this woman is not going to tip me. And I know that I should apologize and walk away, but I had it, and I decided I am going to sell this woman the most expensive bottle of wine on the menu, because I know these two dudes are not drinking. I know if she has another sip, she's going to have to get her stomach pumped. And this is like a $175 bottle of wine. It was called the Bodega Nemia Malbec from Argentina. And I said, "Ma'am, if you don't like this Pinot Grigio, I think I have something you're really going to like." And I put on this performance. I told her it was minty and spicy and had these notes of chocolate. The soil in the Rio Negro Valley is exquisite. And she is just entranced. She said, "Yeah, could you bring that? Thank you." So I brought the wine. She had a few sips and passed out on the table. Her gentleman paid her check and took her out of the restaurant. So I left that night at about 2:30 a.m. and I barely made any tips. But I did walk the beautiful streets of Providence, Rhode Island, sipping the Bodega Nemia Malbec straight from the bottle. Sorry, not sorry.